lend my ear to hear the tune. Enclosed my eyes to see.
Until you visited with your eyes. whistling and a blue. They shot me in the sense. You think you're so illustrious, you call yourself intense. It's the orangey sky.
I just want you. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:15, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday. Okay. August 28th, 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to call on our new number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. You like numbers? 855-915-9636. That's the number to call. No lines, no waiting. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Be right back. Okay, here we are. We're back. It's 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports on this Sunday, August 28th, 2016 edition. And we, like I said, we'd like to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, give me a call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. Okay, Major League Baseball, let's get going. American League, Yankees 3 and the Orioles 5. The Blue Jays 8 and the Twins 7. The Red Sox 8 and the Royals 3. The White Sox 9 and the Mariners 3. The Angels 3 and the Tigers 2. The Astros 6 and the Rays 2. And the Rangers 7 and Cleveland zip. Over in the National League, the Rockies 9 and the Nationals 4. Dodgers 3 and the Cubs 2. The Pirates 9 and the Brewers 6. The Mets 12 and the Phillies 1. The Padres 1 and the Marlins zip. The Reds 3 and the Diamondbacks zip. The Braves 3 and the Giants 1. And in interleague play, the A's 3 and the Cardinals 2. In that Red Sox game, Dustin Pedroia went 4 for 5. He had a streak of 11 straight hits. The record is 12. And he just missed it by 1. And from what I understand, there are only 3 players in the major leagues, in the history of the major leagues, who've ever had 11 hits in a row. So Dustin is in, what can I say, select company. Xander Bogaerts, Dustin is went 4 for 5, scored a run. He got 2 RBIs. He's hitting .320 on the season. I believe that puts him in second place in the American League. Xander Bogaerts went 2 for 4, scored a run with 3 RBIs. He's hitting .310 on the season. He got his 16th home run of the year also, by the way. David Ortiz went 1-for-4. He's hitting .319. That puts him up there in select company as far as the batting average is concerned. Mookie Betts went 1-for-4. Scored a run. He's hitting .320. Hit his 29th, count them, 29th home runs of the year for Mookie Betts. Hanley Ramirez went 2-for-4. Scored a run. He's hitting .277. He got his 17th home run of the year. Sandy Leon went 0-for-4. He's hitting .349. Young went 0-for-2. Scored 2 runs. He got 2 walks. He's hitting .268. Hill went 0-for-3. Scored a run. Got a walk also. He's hitting .194. Travis Shaw came in for him. He didn't get a chance to bat, but he's hitting .247 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 2-for-4. Scored a run with RBI. He's hitting .272. Price went 6 innings for the Red Sox. He got 5 hits, 2 runs. He went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs. Both of them earned. Walked 2, struck out 7. His ERA is under 4 for the first time this season, 3.97. He got the win. He's 13-8 on the season. Ziegler came in, pitched a clean inning. He has a 1.89 ERA. Clay Buchholz, back in the bullpen, went an inning, walked 1. He had a 5.13 ERA. He gave up no runs. And Ross came in, pitched the 9th inning, gave up a home run. He gave up 1 run. It was earned, struck out 2. He had a 3.74 ERA. So, the standings in the American League East, the Blue Jays, 73-56. Red Sox are in second place, 72-57, one game behind. The Orioles, 70-59. They're 3 games back. Yankees got rid of the old guys, and they're playing really well. They're 67-61, 5.5 games behind. In the Central Division, Cleveland 73-55 in first place, followed by the Tigers 69-60, 4.5 games back, and the Royals 67-62, 6.5 games behind. In out west, the Rangers 76-54, with the best record in the American League. They are in first place ahead of the Astros 68-61, and also the Mariners 68-61, who are 7, and they're both 7.5 games back. Over in the senior circuit in the Eastern Division, the Nationals 75-54 have an 8-game lead over the Marlins, who are 67-62, and a 9-game lead over the Mets, who are 66-63. In the Central Division, the Cubbies with the best record in Major League Baseball, 82-46. They are 14 games ahead of the Cardinals and 15.5 ahead of the Pirates. In out west, the Dodgers are 72-57 with a 2-game lead over the Giants, and that's a two-team race out there. So there you go. Let's look at the wild card while we're on Major League Baseball. The Red Sox in the American League have a +2 lead on the Orioles, and the Tigers are -1, Astros are -2. Mariners are -2, Yankees are -2.5, and the Royals are -3, as far as the wild card is concerned. In the National League, the Giants have a 1.5-game lead in first place for the wild card, followed by the Cardinals, who are even. The Pirates are -1.5, the Marlins are -1.5, and the Mets are -2.5. And so that's the way it goes. You know, with all the moaning and groaning and by the local media here about the Red Sox pitching, which has not been outstanding. If the pitching was outstanding, then who knows how far ahead we would be. But the pitching has been, what can I say, fair to middling. And we're still in the wild card race and only 1 game out of first place as far as catching the Blue Jays are concerned. And so therefore, with all the moaning and groaning, you know, I think we still got a shot at winning the American League East. A very good shot at winning the American League East. The Blue Jays have the power. I think our pitching is just as good, if not better, than theirs. And so therefore, hey, if we can avoid injuries, now the Benintendi injury, and I got to admit, I'm the one of the guys who said, why bring the guy up so soon? Put him in AAA, you know, and see what he does there. And then bring him up, if he does well, you know, bring him up during the September call-up. Well, little did I know. He's going to come up and tear the cover off the ball. And was either, what, hitting .326 before his injury. And they say he may get back before the season's over. So, excuse me, without rushing the guy, hopefully, you know, he will get back and we'll be able to get some more production out of him, because there have been a lot of other people who've fallen off the map, so to speak. Jackie Bradley Jr., 272. Travis Shaw, 247. Hill, good glove, but he's only hitting 194. Young was hitting really well before the injury, but he's only at 268. Sandy Leon, I guess they got the book on him. He was in way up in the 300s. He's hitting 349, which is still way up there. And he's doing a great job behind the plate, so you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Hanley Ramirez is hitting 277, but he's hitting for power. Got a 17th home run yesterday. But then there's the top of the lineup. Pedroia, 320. Bogaerts, 310. Ortiz, 319. And Betts, 320. Hey, the problem with the Red Sox is these guys are getting hits and getting on base, and the averages are climbing like crazy. I can't remember a year when the Red Sox had so many 300 hitters. They aren't going to win unless Altuve goes into a tremendous slump. They aren't going to win the batting title, but they're going to be like 1-2, going to be like 2-3-4-5. And the power that Mookie Betts is producing with 29 home runs is just astronomical. And if Bogaerts can get back to his 330-340 position from 310, wow, that's what I'm saying. We got a great shot. David Ortiz, I guess, what can I say? Going out with a bang. Keep it up, Dave. 427 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. This is a Brown Perspective on Sports. This is Donnelly Brown talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. You like numbers? 855-915-9636. I will be back.
Salam.
Jam.
Hey, what?
Rine.
Kepala par.
Pa.
Mir.
Shanti.
Yep, changyok di.
We all want the same thing.
Peace.
And Rotary Clubs
Sola.
Are making it happen. Through international scholarships for young people to promote peace and understanding around the world. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. Almost slipped back into the old 617. No more 617. 855-915-WMFO is the number to call. You want to talk to me? Come on, talk to me. Okay, let's see. Where are we going from here? Okay. Congratulations to the U.S. Olympians. Came home with more medals than any other country. Matter of fact, than any other two countries combined. And so therefore, I guess our dominance continues. Even though we didn't do as well as we normally do in men's track and field. But hey, you know, the other nations are out there competing and practicing and everything else too. So hopefully, you know, we'll just continue to put out our best. And I'm not even going to mention Ryan Lochte. I have no clue what that dude was thinking about. But anyway, we'll just let it go. Okay. Little League Baseball. Little League Baseball Championship is going to be played today. First of all, for third place, Tennessee is going to go up against Panama. And I got to admit, I have not seen a whole lot of the Little League. I saw, you know, bits and pieces here and there, but not a whole lot of what's going on in Little League Baseball. But I did see South Korea, and some of those guys look huge. I can't believe they're 12 years old. What are they feeding them over there? Anyway, South Korea is going up against New York for the championship today. So, I didn't see New York, but they're... pitcher yesterday struck out 14 batters to get to the championship game. So, we'll see. Okay, 4:35 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. Nat 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Brown. On this Sunday, August the 28th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. I promise.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 440 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Very simple. Just have to give me a call. You almost got me. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. If you like numbers, as I said on previous programs. Okay, the 915 is our call letters, not call numbers, station number 91.5. Okay, 915. Okay, that's the first, second, middle part of our phone number. WMFO is the station name, so therefore, you put two and two together, it should be simple. But next month, it will be my 24th year here at the station, and I've been saying 617, the old number, for 24 years. And so that's ingrained in the gray matter here. And even though the numbers are right up there in front of me on the board, I don't generally look up. I just rattle I've been saying for all these years. But I'm going to get to the old to the new number and forget the old number, and we'll move right along. Hopefully. So if you can't get me at 617, it's because our new number is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. National Football League. If you listen to the program, I don't give exhibition scores. To me, they're meaningless unless somebody gets injured. That's exhibition games are meant by the coaches to determine who's going to be the final 53, who's going to be on the taxi squad or whatever they call it now. And it's interesting to know, as a Patriots fan, that the Patriots are 3-0 in exhibition games. The scores have been close, but that's primarily because in the latter part of the game, the Patriots have been playing guys, who are trying to make the club, guys who were not here, most of them who were not here last year. And the Patriots, I will say this, the depth looks really good because they have had a host of injuries and among key players. And yet they've been able to, cobble together enough players out there to win their first three games. Well, the other teams are doing the same thing, too. They're not showing all their cards and whatnot. So it's difficult. But the game last game against the Carolina Panthers, this is the game where supposedly you allow your top players to go, not the whole game, but a major portion of the game. And defensively, the Patriots, first-teamers, totally dominated the Carolina first-teamers. Now, offensively, Tom Brady, here we go with the supposed controversy. Should Brady play? Is Brady talking to Garoppolo on the sidelines? Are they enemies? Are they, hey, come on. Tom Brady is not the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator. And so, therefore, what he does on the sidelines is totally immaterial. And I think after this game here, he was just trying to, stay out of the way and let Garoppolo and Brissett do all of the talking with Josh McDaniels and everybody else. So anyway, I see no controversy. There are those who want to see a controversy under every rock. But anyway, that's their prerogative. I think the Patriots look really good, and they have, to me, some depth since they got, so many people out, key people out with injuries. And their most recent acquisition, Hutavius Mingo. I mean, come on. Mingo was what? In what, 4 years ago? The sixth pick by the Cleveland Browns and from out of LSU. And so the fact that he did not stand out with the Browns is not unusual, because Barcavius Mingo. This is gold. I would not be surprised. He'll make the team. Probably special teams and things like that. But after that, I would not be surprised if and the Patriots just signed Freeney. Bill Belichick is going to play hardball with Collins and Hightower. That's the message that I'm getting, and also that they provide depth at those positions as well. And so, therefore, I am very pleased with where the Patriots stand right now as far as how they played thus far. And I'm going to go out on a limb today. How about that? You haven't been out on a limb? No, I haven't. I never climbed too many trees when I was a kid. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to give you my National Football League picks. How about that? Are you ready for this? Jot it down so that when I'm, if I'm proven wrong, you come back and yell at me. Anyway, but in the AFC East, despite the fact that Tom Brady's going to miss the first four games, I'm picking the Patriots number one, the Jets number two, the Dolphins three, and the Bills four. I'll come back and give you a little rundown as far as why. In the AFC North, I got the Steelers number one, Bengals two, Ravens three, and the Browns four. In the AFC South, I got Houston number one. I got the Colts number two, Jaguars three, and the Titans four. And the Jaguars, I think, could be very close to the Colts. And the Titans four. In the AFC West, I got the Chiefs number one. Yep, I got the Chiefs number one, Raiders number two, Broncos three, and the Chargers four. In the NFC, in the East, I got the Cowboys number one, even though Romo is going to miss a whole bunch of games. I don't think the Giants have enough to catch even a Romo-less Cowboys team. I got the Giants two, Washington three, and the Eagles four. In the NFC North, I got the Packers 1, the Vikings 2, the Bears 3, and the Lions 4. In the NFC South, I got the Panthers number 1, the Bucks number 2, the Saints 3, and the Falcons 4. In the West, I got the Seahawks number 1, Cardinals number 2, Rams 3, and the 49ers 4. And maybe, I will give you my wild card, my division, and my Super Bowl picks either today or next Sunday. Yeah, probably next Sunday. It's 4:49 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Darren Lee Brown, on this Sunday, August the 28th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call at 855-915-8255. WMFO 855-915-WMFO. I shall return.
Progress.
That's us, Sam.
Right, Pete. Step on it.
All right, kids, come down off that thing real slow.
What's the problem, officer? Were the children doing something wrong?
Unsafe trampoline, ma'am. Your kids were asking for trouble.
But it's just a backyard toy.
Ma'am, trampolines cause 91,000 emergency room injuries in 1 year. We say one kid on a tramp is one kid too many. Two kids, you're playing with fire.
At the very least, you need protective padding around the frame here. And always, an adult spotter.
Say, who are you guys anyway?
We're everywhere, son. We're the Trampolice.
For more on trampoline safety, visit aaos.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new phone number, which is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, the reason for my picks here in the National Football League is that the Jets will, I believe, they have a very good defense. Better than the Patriots? I don't think so, especially not in the secondary. And all these picks, you know, are based upon the fact that, no one can really determine what's going to happen as far as injuries are concerned. At the beginning of the season, I'm thinking, at the beginning of the preseason, I'm thinking that Deion Lewis is going to be back and make the Patriots' backfield, an offense that much greater. But let me say, I have not jumped on the panic button like so many other sports people around here. It's because as far as Garoppolo's ability to accomplish what needs to be done, I think he can do it. I'm absolutely certain. I'm confident that he's going to do well. He's been doing, fairly well without Gronkowski. He's been doing extremely well without Gronkowski and Bennett teamed up together. And Edelman's been back, but, he showed a little rust from his last game. And Amendola, hey, we haven't seen him yet. And 7-Eleven is, always open. He seems like he's going to add another dimension, just that much deeper. Keyshawn Martin is back. He looked really good last year. And so, therefore, as far as the offense is concerned, I think it's going to be extremely good. And when Tom Brady gets back by Game 5, we should be at least 3-1, if not 4-0. I'm not giving up on that first game, even though it's in Arizona. And like I said, we haven't begun to show our guns out there. And Garoppolo is certainly going to look better when he's got big targets like Bennett and Gronkowski giving the other team nightmares. And as far as defense is concerned, our defense has looked extremely, extremely good. And I would not be surprised if guys like Potros don't make the club because of all the other people out there who are playing and doing extremely well. So there you go. Hey, who's Potros? That Knighton, who we picked up in this offseason. Didn't do well last year in Washington, and seems like he's carrying such a load that he's not. We could suspend somebody like Branch. I don't know what Branch did, but he was suspended for some games. And he was looked on as a key cog in the defense, and we haven't even seen him out there much. So the defense is deep. Ninkowski goes down with a torn tricep, and it's like, okay, so he's down. So what? I would say so what, but the Patriots are deep. As I said in the last week's program, a couple of programs ago, that the Patriots scouting staff needs to be given raises. They've done kudo work as far as picking up people. Cyrus Jones looks like he's going to be a terror in the backfield and on kickoff returns and punt returns. So that takes the pressure off Amendola and Edelman. Keyshawn Martin can do it as well. So I think I'll play these cards. Steelers look like the power in the AFC North. The Ravens have dropped, and the Bengals, the Bengals are the Bengals. They'll have good defense. Their offense, you'll have to wait and see. AFC South, I'm taking Houston over the Colts. The Colts, to me, did not improve. Houston, we'll have to wait and see how Osweiler does as quarterback. That's the key. J.J. Watt's going to be out for the early part of the season. Overall, I like Houston over the Colts. I think the Jaguars are improving, but not enough to beat the Colts. The Titans are still the Titans. And the AFC West, the Chiefs look like the big guns out there. The Raiders are improving. I look for them to get into second place and vault over the Broncos because I think their offense, lacking a quarterback, is going to not be able enough for the defense to carry them. And the Chargers are going to...